Crow T Robot from Mystery Science Theater 3000 here on 90.7 WGXC. What's the C stand for? Crow, I'm pretty sure. Yep. Maybe not.
You're listening to Quintron's Weather Warlock. Live stream of an analog drone synthesizer played by the weather, made by the New Orleans-based artist Quintron. You can listen to the Quintron Weather Warlock take the changes in weather at Wave Farm in Greene County and hear it anytime, 24 hours a day, at wavefarm.org/listen, or go to any WGXC.org webpage and click on the Listen button to hear Quintron's Weather Warlock, turning the changes in precipitation and sunlight and wind and temperature into sound.
Wow! What a graduation!
I'll say!
But with college behind us, we'll need careers. And good ones.
What about chestnut roasting? People always need chestnuts.
Or begging. I know a place that'll saw your legs off.
Slow down, fellas. I've got a way we can keep our legs and still have a bright future.
Now you're dreaming.
Oh, am I?
Of course! Nuclear power!
It's the job of tomorrow. Today!
Really?
Well, that settles it. For all those reasons and more, let us choose an electrifying career in
nuclear power.
Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bella Jansons of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You're tuned to Radio Art, creative transmissions, sound experiments, noise, and more on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.
I'm a lot hot in a steamer, and round round with that Nina Serafina. Don't wanna put 30 in it, I'm like, I don't need it. You tweaking, what the f is much? I ain't seen them, tell them all that you talk, you ain't meaning. Be all that shit up, boy, that's reeking. You more you love yourself, you smoked if you tweaking. They gon' have to find you like Nemo. I just came from down there with chemo. Hello. I'm the pack, I get on your let that blast try to rob. They like, hell no, way be with spaz. Do a hit, snatch off that's a stash of goodies. Do the dash, switching lanes. Way bro, do a stay. You think folks finna crash? They like, wait, look bro, slow down while we ran through uptown. Hold up, you might have to go and blow McDonald's down. Hold up, potato barrel that made not a sound. Hold up, 2-3 shots, he hit the floor. Don't need a lot of rounds. Hold up, I smoke TZ by the pound. Stop in my life, I'm not around. Rick O' D-Way with that Kayla, that top of sack. Hit your block, I hop them shots, even if the cops around. I'm a lot hot in a steamer. Round round with that Nina Serafina. Don't wanna put 30 in it, I'm like, I don't need it. You tweaking. What a f is much? I ain't seen him. Tell him all that f you talk, you ain't meaning. Be you roll that shit up, boy, that rigging. You more real love yourself, you smoked if you tweaking. They gon' have to find you like Nemo. Hello. I just came from down there with chemo. Hello. 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 I just hit a stain on the OC. We smoke that thing, it's that OG. Been in the game, but I ain't saying I'm no OG. Hold up. But I still beat your like OG. Hold up. Y'all stay behind this, don't ride solo beats. I press the button, this ride without one piece. He like this pappy, I'm like, dude, don't know me. Better cook my nail, I bet your know me. My shirt don't freeze, my so free, that don't flee. My bonito, they ain't like turn that keep off, that so weak. Right down Hazel when I pick off, that's so sweet. TRT, PVC, hooligan, ain't like boy, y'all ass team, why is y'all so deep? Holla. Hey. I'm a lot hot in a steamer, round round with that Nina, sir. Beat a bro, wanna put 30 and I'm like, I don't need a you tweaking. What the is much? I ain't seen him. Tell him all that you talk, you ain't meaning. Do you roll us up, boy, that's rigging. The more you love yourself, you smoked if you tweaking. We gon' make you block just like LeFou. He gon' catch a shot just like LeFou. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Accra, Catskill, Hudson. That song was a freestyle by Young Pappy. Finito, called Finito. We will kick our show off after local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. New York COVID-19 web tracker now report that 30.4% of adults in Albany County have now been given at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine. Delaware, Sullivan, and Orange counties have not reached 20% yet, but every other local county has. Columbia County is at 27.1% and most likely the next locality to cross the 30% threshold. Greene County is at 21.8%. There are many reports of open vaccine appointments in Lair, Columbia, and Ulster counties this week. On March 18th, Ulster County moved its coronavirus vaccination center to the larger site where a Best Buy store used to be at the Hudson Valley Mall. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan asked for volunteers, medical professionals, and non-medical personnel to help for stipends. Then, on March 19th, New York State is opening a vaccination center at the Ulster County Fairgrounds that, like the SUNY Albany site, will be open to all eligible, no matter what part of the state they reside. Even with that good news, 19 deaths in Ulster County announced March 18th. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Durham Town Board Tuesday, March 16th, paused its review of the Blackthorn Resort expansion proposal to allow applicants time to regroup with their newly retained attorneys. Town Supervisor Sean Marriott said he wanted to allow the Handles time to decide whether to continue with the plan or to withdraw the application. The proposal calls for the addition of 30 campsites to the property located on Sunnyside Road in East Durham. The site plan has been under review by the town board since December, and the public hearing, which began on February 2nd, remains open. The board agreed this week to allow the applicant 6 months to get all application relief. At the March 2nd workshop meeting, Marriott had suggested the Blackthorn withdraw the application and complete a new survey for the resort, according to meeting minutes. Marriott said, and I quote, "They will have a survey done with every lot on their property numbered and on the survey," end quote. Marriott said once the survey is complete, Blackthorn could bring a site plan back to the board. The supervisor said there were discrepancies, but confirmed 30 sites and a bathhouse were conditionally approved by the State Department of Health in October 2019. Resident Jan Perlin said that laws that were made to protect the community would be thrown out the window because they haven't been enforced, end quote. Resident Tom Lillis said, and I quote, "There were a lot of sites along the creek in wetlands that were in violation of state regulations," end quote. A 20 between the State Department of Health and the resort showed that 180 sites, a bathroom, and a well had been created without approval, according to an attorney representing some Blackthorn neighbors. The sites have significantly impacted. The commute saw RV campers full of golf carts, children, and people who appear to be under the influence wandering around. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the Centers for Disease Control and the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry are finalizing the analysis of biological samples related to people's exposure to water containing PFAS. The city of Newburgh's water supply, Washington Lake, was turned off more than 5 years ago when the toxic chemical was found in the water. The PFAS migrated from the Stewart Airport Air National Guard base, where it was used in firefighting foam used by the Guard's crash, fire, and rescue unit, and then made its way into the reservoir. Newburgh City Councilman Anthony Grice, a member of two PFAS advisory committees, is awaiting the CDC study results. He said, and I quote, "We really need to get down to the bottom of it to see what the impact is on our residents, and then what are the health implications, and then how do we best treat them," end quote. He added, and I quote, "I'm very happy about the CDC and any other agency that wants to come in and help our people with this situation," end quote. Newburgh has been receiving its water from the New York City Catskill Aqueduct since the chemical was discovered. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Robert Gavin is reporting for the Times Union. The Appellate Division of the State Supreme Court, Third Department, Thursday, March 18th, unanimously upheld the state's 2019 elimination of the religious exemption for vaccines. Appellate Justice Stanley Pritzker authored the ruling. The state's public health law requires children between the ages of 2 months and 18 months to be immunized for certain diseases, including measles. The law previously included two exemptions, one for medical reasons and the other on religious grounds. Following a measles outbreak in 2018, which impacted areas in Brooklyn and Rockland County, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo signed a bill into law repealing the religious exemption. 55 families then sued the state, alleging the repeal was unconstitutional and motivated by active hostility to religion. The parents argued that the state legislature failed to act in the height of the outbreak, that no public hearing was held, and that the animosity towards religion was reflected in comments by lawmakers, one of whom allegedly by the parents. Pritzker said the exemption for children for medical reasons was clearly distinct. He wrote the legislature was permitted to exercise broad discretion required for the protection of public health. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, March 19th. Early morning temperatures today range from 20 in Mackey to 30 in Annandale on Hudson. Wind gusts will be around today, heavier in the morning, reaching 35 miles per hour, and petering out after 3 p.m. Temperatures will reach 40 degrees at 4 p.m. Overnight, the mercury falls down to 22 degrees, then pops back up tomorrow, reaching 55. Couple that with low winds and it's going to feel like spring. Oh wait, that's right, it will be spring. Actual spring, the first day of it, tomorrow. And then Sunday, it is going to hold on to, also with low winds and a high of 56. Since it will be spring, the weather said the temperature trajectory for next week indicates that the snow woes could be over. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 1:26 a.m., high tide at 7:36 a.m. Low tide again at 2:24 p.m. and high tide again at 8:22 p.m. Sunset today will be at 5:51 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:57 a.m. Looking way up, we see the incoming solar wind strike has been moved forward to Sunday. G1 class storms are expected. Solar wind speed is currently 310 kilometers per second at 10.7 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are fair. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. Current sunspot number is 12. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. This is your girl Up Next Projects.
Yeah, back. She's back finally. She hasn't been on the show for mad long.
You know, a little something, a little something. I'm back though, not forever, but I'm back.
You got myself, Imani.
You got DJ Ricky.
All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth. It may not represent the views and opinions of Clubhouse Parents Organization and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
All right. So, what are we going to be talking about today on the show?
So, today we're just going to be talking about Bobby's murder. Yeah. You know, he got released like a couple weeks ago. Not even, right?
Yeah, I think it was like two weeks ago.
Like 2 weeks ago, yes. We're going to be playing a little bit of that, you know, a little Rowdy Rebel. Because, you know, we just gotta appreciate them real quick, you know? We just gotta appreciate them. They are, like, wonderful artists, you know? So.
I already know Bobby's gonna be dropping some heat.
Yes. I feel it. Who would you like to see Bobby collab with, though?
Drake. I'm just kidding.
Drake and Bob. That's interesting.
Lil TJ.
Lil TJ? If Pop Smoke was live, what? Oh, that right there? Nah, that would have been goated. I'm not even gonna lie. That would have been real goated.
Pop Smoke make everyone goated. I don't care. Everyone.
But now it's Dusty Lil King. You know about him?
Nah.
You heard about him? Rolling, controlling.
Oh, yeah, I know that song. That's all about him.
That's who that's by. You know, everybody, he kind of sound like Pop Smoke a little bit.
Oh,
know?
Yeah. I was thinking.
Yeah,
that.
But yeah, it's the audio tone. It's, I don't know. It's interesting how, you know, Pop Smoke passed away and then he come out, oh, Pop Smoke, like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it is what it is.
Now everybody got a deep voice.
But, all of a sudden, right? All of a sudden, everybody got that wake up morning type of voice going on.
Exactly.
But no, yeah. So.
So now we about to play our first song. It's kind of like a Rap Radar kind of segment right here. First we're gonna play Jesse Owens by Rowdy Rebel, right?
Yes, Rowdy Rebel, GS9, you feel me? They all a part of GS9, Rowdy Rebel. All
right, so we're gonna play that and then we're gonna be right back with you.
This my song, let's get into it.
Hey, yo, Nav, what's up, bro?
Back in my zone.
Back in my zone and I'm focused. Please don't start no commotion. Y'all playing, we up and we throwing. Ain't gotta think twice, I'm blowing. Me and Nav on a mission to get to the cash, so my money growing. I done touched down and I ran up a bag so fast, like I'm Jesse Owens. I got your chain on my neck, that's glowing. Ice on my wrist, that's frozen. Straight to the top, where we going? I'm fresh off the cannon, busting up. That's why I'm moving in slow motion. I bust a dance, a hole on my pants to make sure my Glock ain't showing.
Got the drop on the op, where easy. Sliding that corner, get busy. Look at my chains, get frisky. I'm rocking Elliot diamonds, no kizzy. All my shooters giving out head taps. I ain't going inside no club, no blicky. Got your girl backstage at my show, and I signed 3 letters on the. GS9X, so pushing your way back. 4, 5, 6, get a hair crack. Driving in something foreign, watch everybody move every time I back. Most of these people gon' fold under pressure, your big homie turns to a rat. Getting free bands, I'm getting to the Glock like Tarantino, I got racks. Two-tone dollar, got a two-tone Glock, got a yellow bone with a two-door drop. Do it for the thrill, my shooters do a drill and a Hellcat, and to get away from the cops. Running to me, I'm a rebel like Roddy, when I'm in my city, I feel like John Gotti. Put some respect on my body, so much money, think I joined Illuminati.
Back in my zone and I'm focused, please don't start no commotion. Y'all playing, we up and we throwing, ain't gotta think twice, I'm blowing. Me and Nav on a mission to get to the cash, so my money growing. I done touched down and I ran up a bag so fast, like I'm Jesse Owens. I got your
chain on my neck, that's glowing. Ice on my wrist, that's frozen. Straight to the top, where we going? I'm fresh off the cannon, busting up. That's why I'm moving in slow motion. I bust a dance, I hold on my pants to make sure my Glock ain't showing. I'm on, I'm geeking. I'm in the spot, I'm tweaking. We might just up for no reason. All of my diamonds is freezing. All of my diamonds from Eric the Jeweler. He made my cooler. My diamonds is wet like a sewer. I told him to bust on my shooters, cause all of my shooters, they gon' take care of the moolah. Slide through your block with a Mac. I ain't talking about no switch. I'm talking about this 30 attached to this Mac I got in a V. I'm in the back with a Mac. I'm trying to clear up the scene. I got my b- in the car, she driving. She ain't gonna tell what she sees. I make a bust off a b- then make her get down on her knees. I put my Glock in her purse, cause it's showing my Mary jeans. I got a b- as a nurse, she always take care of my knees. All of my highways on go, they all gon' put on for the team. Bet you they cover their mouth, they ain't gon' talk or speak. They gon' just drip when they walk, and run up that swanny machine. Back in my zone and I'm focused, please don't start no commotion. That plan, we up and we throwing, ain't gotta think twice, I'm blowing. Me and Nav on a mission to get to the cash, so my money growing. I done touched down and I ran up a bag so fast like I'm Jesse Owens. I got your chain on my neck, that's glowing. Ice on my wrist, that's frozen. Straight to the top, where we going? I'm fresh off the cannon, busting up. That's why I'm moving in slow motion. I bust a dance, I hold on my pants to make sure my Glock ain't showing.
What song was that?
This song was Jesse Owens by Rowdy Rebel. What you think of it?
I think it was pretty fire. It gave me a little bit of, I can't remember his name, but, he's like a real hype guy on TikTok. I can't think of the song that he made. Oh, I think I have the Do-si-do.
Rasuno?
Yeah, he gave me his vibes. Hey, he gave me his vibes.
I'm crying, Ross. She's not the TikTok guy.
He's not even on TikTok.
No, he is.
That's where I first saw him.
He was like, I'm not gonna lie. Y'all ever, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nah, yeah, but he's a comedian, though. He's from the Bronx. He usually, like, he's famous originally on Instagram and stuff. That's where I've seen him. Him and, like, Choice Westbrook, they're funny comedians. Real funny. But he also made music. It's all right. I mean, you know, sometimes how there's certain people who should, like, you know, make music, and there's some people who should just be sticking to the ha-ha-hee-hee. You feel me?
I feel like he's real. He has a lot of drill music.
He has a lot of energy. He has a lot of energy.
He's hype.
I don't know what he be doing with himself sometimes.
Yeah.
Too much energy.
Like that song, that's like really the only song that I really know about him. But it's pretty fire. I like it.
He's not somebody I listen to. Like I said, if I need some laughter, I'll listen to him. I'll watch his videos. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love watching his videos. He's funny.
But let's talk about Rowdy Rebel
song, right?
Huh?
I still playing another. Yeah, because I thought this segment we're about to do just like music, and then the next one we're gonna actually talk about it.
Okay,
yeah, we can
so,
do that.
So
we just waiting for you, bro.
Hold on.
What song we gonna have up next?
Let me take a look. Next we got Computers.
Right. Oh yeah,
wait,
that's
not the clean bird.
But yeah.
All right.
So
scratch that. We gonna play Hot Man by Bobby Shmurda. Right. Yeah, we want the transition.
Is this a new song or one of his old songs?
Sorry.
These are old songs. We just appreciating them real quick.
Hold on. Okay. Yeah, it's an old song.
All right. So listen, I don't listen to Bobby Shmurda like that.
You'll know this song though.
Yeah,
you'll
probably gonna know the lyrics, but I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't know like the name of it. But yeah, go ahead, play that.
Copy. We'll be right back.
Create your future.
Man, I try and make her next month sooner, man. Fucking Shredder, she wrote.
Cash Money, man.
Jello Beats, holla at me.
And Chewy on some hot. Like I told Tish, I see when I sh. Like you seen him twirl, then he drops. And we keep them to my block. And Monte keep it on him, he done drop. And he be wildin', he some hot. Tones known to get busy with them. Try to run down and you could catch it. Running through these checks till I pass out.
Pass out.
The shorty give me neck till I pass out.
Pass out.
I swear to God, all I do is cash out. And if you ain't a get up on my trap house. I've been selling since like the fifth grade. Really never made no difference with this made. That told me flip them packs and how to maintain. Get that money back and spend it on the same thing. Shorty like the way that I ball out.
Ball out.
I be getting money till I fall out.
Ball out.
You talking cash, dog, I goes all out.
Ball out.
Shorty love the way that I flow out. Free greasy them, let all of my dogs out. Mama send no cats inside my dog. That's what got my daddy locked up in the dog pound. Free fan on them, let all of my dogs out. We gon' pull up in that like we cops on them. With them 16s, we gon' put some shots on them. I send a little dot. Send a drop on him. She gon' call me up and I'ma sip the highs on him. Grammy Savage, that's what we are. Grammy sh** dressed in G-Star. G-S, now so far. Tell my nigga Shmurda team, team
call that body,
about a week ago, with us and then we tweaking. Run up on that nigga, get to squeeze him. Everybody catch him. Got me on my bully, yo. I'ma run up, put that on him. I'ma run up, go dumb on him. Niggas got me on that young. Got me on that go dumb shit. Got me on that go dumb shit, man. Trap mode in this motherfucker. Hot in them. Hey, yo, pull up. I need some more drinks.
Yo, it's good, and I'm back with it. This song was by, you know, my man's Bobby Shmurda. You feel me? Cool. You know, I can't say it. So, we're going to say Hot Man. We're going to say Hot Man.
Yeah. So, but, that's, like low-key, like, back in the day. Actually, like, right before he got arrested, right?
Nah, yeah, and that was, like, at the not the rise of his, like, you know,
yeah,
his fame, but that was one of the most popular songs, yeah, out.
Everyone was always dancing to
that.
That
was summertime. that was summertime heat right there, you feel me? Like, you listen to that, you're like, yeah, this is what we play at the parties. This is what we got going on. Yeah.
Facts.
Oh, everyone dancing to that. Everyone. Nah.
Dancing. You know, we even stole his dance move, you know.
Uh-huh.
So... still got like 5 minutes left. So, what's your? What makes you like Bobby Shmurda? Like, what about him?
Well, let's just say that first of all, I like anything that has to do with New York.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm gonna just say that right now.
It's a vibe.
That's
just where it's at.
It's a vibe, and it's good to see that. Like, you know, a lot of people when you listen to a lot of New York songs and stuff, they keep it a buck with you. You feel me? Like, there's a lot of stuff that they say. I mean, that either, you know, it sounds good to the audience. Sometimes it's a lot of snitching going out, like, going on throughout the songs and stuff. But there's a lot of people who don't listen that deep into the music. I listen that deep into the music. Yeah. So there's stories that these people are telling. That's why I like the music.
Yeah. See, when I listen to music, I listen to all the lyrics. Like, that's one thing I love about music. That's why I love music. It's lyrics. I love when people get so lyrical. Like, they, like, be twisting everything up. Like, making everything think.
It's like a mind thing,
yeah,
right? Yes.
But if you just listen to music for the beat,
you don't like music. Like, there's no way.
I know how you feel. That when you listen to music like that, like for the beat, you listen to more like Jersey Club remixes. You know what those are? It's like party songs, like double tapping music, those songs. That's like, that's beats right there.
It's like, I just love listening. Like, I love hearing people's stories. I think that's what it is. Like, because people won't just sit down and talk to you. You just got to listen.
So I most definitely agree with you right there on that one, though.
Yeah. But what song we got up next?
Next is the break, right?
Oh, what time? We got the news. Or weather.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to take this little break, and then we'll be right back with you after the news update. 6:30 news, yeah. All right, we're going to catch you.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekasebic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. An informational meeting on a potential housing development in Durham turned volatile Tuesday, March 16. 61 people participated in the video conference call. At several points in the meeting, Town Supervisor Sean Marriott called for order and urged participants to refrain from breaking into conversations. He said, and I quote, "I understand that emotions are very high with this. The town board has a responsibility to give homeowners and property owners a chance to be able to speak. And if somebody has a proposed development or a site plan that they want to do, we have an obligation to give them a chance to speak," end quote. The proposal put forward by Bosca Development includes 13 homes and one farm lot with a barn on 95 acres near Cornwallville and Strong Roads. Cater Skill Associates designed the project and submitted an initial sketch to the town in December. The completed plan was submitted last week. Darren Elsom, Caterskill's principal engineer, said the farm lot will include a barn with a one-bedroom apartment to be used by the farmer, and 75% of the land will remain undisturbed. The development's smallest lot size would be 3.81 acres, and the largest would be 8 acres. Primary access to the development will be from Storm Road via a 2,000-foot-long private road. Two home styles would be offered, 2,300 and 3,000 square feet in size. Resident John Doherty, before he was muted, said, and I quote, "There are over 200 local residents today that do not want this development, which is a suburban development, not something that is routine for the hamlet of Cornwallville in the town of Durham," end quote. Board member Lisa Cirillo said, and I quote, "I know there are a lot of people who are not happy with this whole thing," end quote. 30 years ago, they wanted to put a county dump on the property, so I think 13 houses is a lot better than a dump, end quote. Elsom said the project could have included more than 13 homes under the law. Elsom said, and I quote, "We have 13 homes on 95 acres. We could have probably done 21 to 22 if we pushed it," end quote. He said the intention is to leave the majority of vegetation in place. Resident Bill Sternback said he opposes the project and that, and I quote, "99% of the town," end quote, "is against it as well." And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting Dutchess County, in partnership with United Way of Dutchess Orange Region's 211 information line, is now providing eviction prevention services to county residents in danger of losing their housing. The service offers customized information on available eviction prevention funding. County Executive Mark Molinaro highlighted the new eviction prevention line during the 2021 State of the County address. Dutchess County residents looking for resources to help them avert eviction can call 211 or 1-800-899-1479, choose to continue in English or Spanish, and press 7 to select the Dutchess Eviction Prevention Line. The trained 211 staff asks tenants a series of questions and then gives them a customized list of programs the tenant is eligible for based on the information provided. The staff will also refer tenants to legal services of the Hudson Valley as appropriate. There is an online tool available as well, allowing residents to answer the questions and then receive a call back from 211 with their customized resources. The eviction prevention line is being paid for by the Federal Emergency Solutions Grant Coronavirus Fund provided to Dutchess County through the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Dozens of progressive organizations, faith-based groups, and labor unions, March 19th, endorsed the legalization of cannabis in New York as advocates make a final push to win passage of the bill. The measure has the backing of labor unions 1199 SEIU and 32BJ, as well as the NAACP New York Conference. Lawmakers are reportedly close to reaching an agreement on the bill that would allow for the sale of legal cannabis products in the state and allow residents to grow a limited number of marijuana plants in their home as well. The group said in a statement, and I quote, "Any legalization effort that purports to be responsive to the devastation of the marijuana arrest crusade in New York must center social equity and direct tax revenue from sales towards the communities that are still reeling from decades of biased enforcement, which the government has recognized. And legislation must include specific language to resolve the devastating collateral consequences of marijuana criminalization in the fields of housing, employment, child welfare, and immigration," end quote. The state's district attorney remains opposed to the legalization, as well as groups like the New York State PTA. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Here's what we do with the clubhouse. It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, just your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
Welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM. WGXC broadcasting Accra Clubhouse Hudson. You were just listening to a Clubhouse theme song by DJ WIC. Speaking of DJ WIC, let's shout out a happy birthday to my bro.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Also to Davon, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Happy cash day, both of y'all, you feel me? All right.
Mm-hmm. So, back on the topic of who?
Bobby Schmurder.
Bobby Schmurder. All right.
So, is he your favorite artist or what?
Nah, he's not my favorite artist. Like, he's not. He's up there, though. You feel me? Like, I have to hear him drop a couple more hot songs. Then he might be top three right now.
Because he ain't drop a song in a minute.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm telling you, Fetty Luciano, him, and also Rowdy Rebel, which is what we listened to one of Rowdy Rebel's songs. They're part of GS9. They make some fire songs. I need to go check them out because you're not going to be disappointed, I promise. That's that heavy drill stuff, but you're gonna be happy with it. You're going to be happy. Thank me later.
So who is your favorite artist?
I don't have a favorite artist, actually. Right now, I'm open to a lot of new things. You feel me?
Yeah,
like,
that's me.
That's me right now. Right now, I'm not stuck on one thing because usually I'm just into drill, but at the moment, I'm listening to drill, regular, like, you know, rap, old school R&B, thanks to my moms, you know, shout out my moms real quick, because that old school R&B be hitting on them rainy days.
Who's your least favorite artist?
My least favorite artist? Nicki Minaj, Megan Thee Stallion.
Why?
I'm sorry, that was already on my top no-no. They just don't... Lyrically, they don't get to me. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
I feel like it's because you're an artist yourself. You're a female artist. You know, like, you just know that's not your vibe. That's not your
vibe. It's like, wait, okay, with them, it's more of the, you know, they rap or whatever. And they don't really, I don't know, maybe the old Nicki Minaj. I miss the old Nicki Minaj. No, that's not the old one. But no, she was killing not. Stuff, though. Right. Onika. I'm talking about Onika because that's her real name. When she was Onika,
I thought it was Onika.
Huh? It's not Onika. It's Onika.
Oh, okay.
But nah, yeah, she used to be killing it. Now she a little, but, you know, she got a beautiful baby boy or whatever the case is now. So, you know, congrats to her. Mm-hmm. But,
She's crazy now. She not doing, like, the real rap. Like, she be talking about some craziness. Like with Cardi B and
Megan
Thee Stallion.
Yeah, Megan Thee Stallion. I'm not gonna lie to you. There's like a good two songs that I like of hers, but besides that, she's not an artist that I'll look up and be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna play her.
She got a good voice. Like, she got a good rap voice.
Oh yeah, she do. Mm-hmm. It's just there's certain songs that she body. Yeah, she body certain songs, and then there's certain songs where it just makes me want to be like, come on now, really? Come on now, really? You just did that? Nah.
Yeah. So, you make music. How often would you say you make music?
I had a thing, you know, so I'll be dropping heat every now and then. Usually, nowadays, I'm trying to get back in the studio, but usually... I just be writing. That's all it is to it. I be writing, you know, every now and then. When I hear a good beat, I'll freestyle. You know, that's every now and then. But like I said, I'm working on getting back into the studio, making some actual heat. You know what I mean? I want to make a song, have it out there, but you know, something that people could listen to when it's not like too crazy. Because I know my mom's. I don't want her to hear my song and then be like, drugs, gang violence,
That's what I be thinking about when rappers be making music, because my cousin makes music, and she be crazy in her songs. And I'm just like, yo, you gotta show that to your mom. Like,
I gotta tune that down, like, you know what I mean?
When your kids get older, they gonna hear that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm not gonna be Sunflowers and Rainbows, but I'm not gonna be gang.
Yeah. So when Bobby got locked up, like, what was your reaction?
When Bobby got locked up, girl, I was younger.
Oh, you wasn't.
No. I was listening to him though. But when he got locked up, it was just one of those things where, you know how artists could kind of make music. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not snitching, but you know how, you know, there's a lot of people who go to jail and they still make music and all that stuff like that. And you know, they low key would it be like a lot of unreleased. So when he got locked up, it was bad, but it wasn't that bad because there'd be, like, you know, little snippets or unreleased of his stuff. Yeah. So it wasn't terrible, but the fact that, like, he got locked up and they kept pushing his, like, his release date or whatever. Like, he was supposed to get, like, bang it out last year or the year before. You know what I mean? They kept doing that to him. And I'm like, bro, like, when is he going to be free? Like free Bobby. No, yeah.
So, like, how did you feel when he got out?
Oh, you already know what it was. You already know what it was. When he got out, yeah. We already knew. We already knew. We've been waiting for this. We've all been counting down for this. When he got out, this summer, you know, we're going to be outside. Ma, if you listening to this, I'm not going to be outside. I have a curfew, but we're going to be outside, though. We're going to be outside. We're going to be outside. Nah, yeah, we was hyped, though. I'm hyped. I'm hyped for a little song to come out.
Wait, how long you been listening for, like?
I mean, well, when he first started his little rap career. So, not little. I mean, it's big now.
Yeah,
but
it's huge.
It's big now. It's blown up. But I was listening to him when, like, he first came. Yeah, when he first came out with some songs. Mm-hmm. So, that's, like, a couple years now.
What about you, Lincoln?
Huh?
You listen to Bobby?
Of course.
So, that's of course to you, but, like, I don't listen to him like that. Like, I will hear songs that are, like, that everyone's listening to. So, it's like that type of thing. Like, I don't jack that I listen to an artist if I don't know, like, the names of their songs. Like, if I don't know the lyrics to their songs, I'm not jacking that I listen to. But, yeah, I might know a song or two.
Yeah, facts. I feel like that with a bunch of rappers.
Yeah. So, really, I don't have a favorite artist. I have like a few favorite artists. Like,
we all know your favorite artist is
Who's hot on your playlist now?
Me right now.
Be honest, like some Taylor Swift or something.
Nah. I don't listen to girls like that. I listen to like A Boogie, J.I.
All right,
Pop Smoke, like Juice WRLD a little bit. I haven't listened to him in a minute, but like I really be feeling his music, OD. But yeah,
no, nah, because like you haven't like you used
like
to
he just drop song.
Yeah,
because she used to love him. That's why he went like
I used to listen to his music like crazy. But like, I still know all the lyrics. Don't play with me.
She said, "Don't play with me. Don't play with my girl body." You feel me?
Nah, because bro, I know like artists I listen to. Like I know all these songs. Like if I'm Jack and I listen to you, I know all your songs. That's just how it is. Like Pop Smoke, A Boogie, J.I., who else?
You don't bop Lil TJ?
Lil TJ,
he all right. I mean, speaking of A Boogie, I'm a little disappointed.
Oh, Toosie.
Oh, yeah, he's hot right now. He's hot. Mm-hmm.
He's laughing. He be so wild.
So you don't bop King Von no more? You don't bop with Lil Durk?
You never bopped King Von?
So you never got tucked into the O?
I'm crying. Never. I'm Jack. She from 63rd.
Yep, word.
My brother be bumping OD. I be like, please, no. Take him off.
King Von is... I mean, there's some songs where it's like, you know, but there's some songs where you just gotta get hyped to that. Like, if he was still alive, I would be at a concert. I would be at one of his concerts. Because
the songs that he be playing, it'd be like he's like telling a story. But it's like not like interesting. He would be like, I walked to the store and then I brushed my teeth and then I went to sleep. Like, no, please leave me alone. No, that's not it. Like I need action. Like, I need something.
Listen to Tucker to the O, because. And that one, that's like I said, King Von, he's a storyteller. He's a rapper, he's an artist, but he's also a storyteller. So he tells so many stories. Took it to the O, that's pretty interesting, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's not like, you know, but it's hype though, so you'll enjoy it maybe.
But the thing is, like, when I listen to music, I'm listening for, like, Pop Smoke is a perfect example. Like, I'm looking for it to be hype and interesting at the same time, like a nice flow, like
Dior,
nice
Dior.
Everything. Yeah.
That's as interesting as it gets. Dior.
Dior.
Wait, so what about Lil Durk?
He got some songs too.
So it's kind of crazy because a lot of people that I know listen to him, but I don't listen to him like that. I don't listen to nobody, apparently.
I mean, okay, Lil Durk, I'm just getting, like, not in tune, but in tune because Pooh Shiesty is my dog. But Pooh, you know, I'm really Shiesty. Yes, that's right there. Yeah, that made me listen to him a little bit more because that song was fire. I'm like, how you get bodies on your own song? Like, he's a feature. How you get body? But it's a good song, though. Lil Durk did his thing. You know, shout out to Lil Durk.
Yeah. So, about, like, freestyling and stuff, I would never be able to do that. Like, I think that's why I, like, admire music so much. Like, especially if you could freestyle, like, you're, like, wow.
They come up with mad words off the top of your head.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I mean, for me as an artist, I freestyle. Like I said, you know, I freestyle every now and then. It is difficult. It's difficult when you have pressure on you. That, it gets even more difficult. You just stop. You totally forget English. You start speaking, like, Chinese, mixed with Spanish. Like, you don't even know what you're talking about no more, but you just like, oh, like, this is fire. Like, what?
If it rhymes, it's fire.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then there's some times where, like, I know that I messed up because I'll sit there and I'll write a freestyle. Like, I'll freestyle, and then I'll try to write it down, and I forgot everything I just said. Mm-hmm. That's the worst part about it. Like, freestyle.
Like, you would say something so fire.
No, yes, that's what I'm saying, and then I'll just forget about it. I'll be trying to write it down, and then it sounded like garbage. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I can't do this. like, my rap career is over. Don't even have one yet, and it's over.
Yeah, I think about that, like, all the time, because, like, I don't know why I, like, admire things that I can't do. Like, if you could do something that I could do, then wow. Like, wow, you
could
do that.
Cool, I can do it, too. No,
like, but the thing is, it's, like, certain things, like, you would think, oh, I could do anything. If you could do it, I could do it. But certain things, you actually have to have a skill to do things.
Like, oh, yeah,
you might be able to do it, but you can't, like, do it well.
As good,
like,
as
you
they
can't
can.
Do it, do it.
Oh, yeah, I get what you mean. It really be like that, though.
Mm-hmm. It's like art. Like, any type of art.
Facts.
It's just so different to me. Like, if it's good. I like it.
Like, I don't know. Let me see. I want to take a song break.
Yeah.
We could do that. Yeah. All right.
So we got, what's this?
What song you got for us?
I got
Bad Bunny.
That's not even the name of the song.
Okay, but I was telling you the artist, though. No,
but we asked the artist what the song was.
We going to really do a debate right now?
Nah,
I told you the song.
It's called Fuego.
Look at you.
Parentheses Fire. In parentheses La Romana. By Bad Bunny featuring L Alpha. Yeah, and we're going to come back after it.
Get into this. Let's go. Get into it, you feel me?
Wait. So I signed it.
Hold on. My bad.
He just put one up.
You
that
see, he thought he was doing something, and then he went to go play it. See, that's what you get.
Yeah, he trying to get us banned or something. You gotta get in trouble.
My bad.
Ready to be heard?
He said, wait.
My bad. Yeah, because I looked at it, and then they say clean nowhere on it, and I was like, oh.
Everything is Spanish. If you don't understand, I mean, it's curse words.
Oh, see, I ain't even going to understand it anyways. It's all Spanish?
Yeah.
Oh, so why don't you tell me that? I would have just played it anyways. My God, like, I would have just played it anyways. Mm-hmm. All right, now we got the clean version. We're going to come back with y'all, hopefully at work.
Let's get into it, you feel me?
Yeah.
Pásamela, que el coro ya está prendido, las mujeres andan sin marido, pásamela, por lo norte con todo estamos fríos, de magogos no dicen ni pío, hoy anda Rulay, la romana prendía mejor que Dubai, tú eres una bandida, tú te la traes, si le digo que llegue le cae. Ey, ojalá y que esta noche tú seas mi mai. Y yo, para el bate. Ey, si quiero la movie la dejo en replay. Ey, hoy andas con el bobo, pues no bregas ni dispara. Pero todos los Diego en PR vienen con mi cara.
Wey, ¿qué es lo que con este tigre que no floja la manguera? Dime, manín, me cosieron la boca a mí, no sé fumar yo, Es tuya la ropa, tú eres jugador. Él no suelta la manguera, el loco. Qué gante el este tigre, regimido.
¿Qué pasa, verdad? El coro ya está prendido, las mujeres andan sin marido. Frío, de mago con no hizo ni pío. Pásamela. El coro ya está prendido. Las mujeres andan sin marido. Pásamela. Por lo norte con todo estamos frío. De mago con no hizo ni pío. Y yo me quedo contigo hasta que se acabe la noche. Y yo me quedo contigo hasta que se acabe la noche.
Que la calle bota fuego, fuego,
falla, falla,
fuego, fuego,
falla, falla,
fuego, fuego,
falla, falla,
fuego, fuego. Y que la calle bota fuego, fuego,
falla, falla,
fuego, fuego,
falla, falla,
fuego, fuego,
falla, falla,
fuego, fuego.
Caliente, 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 caliente.
A mí no me compare que yo tengo pa' comprar la competencia. Yo firmé el movimiento entero con su descendencia. Todos los días voy para arriba y tú te desesperas. Y cada vez que subo un piso, quito la escalera. Todos los demagogos me lo quité de la. Como quiera, se quieren quedar pegados en la. La calle tiene fuego, la calle tiene falla. Como quiera que la tire, el alfa no la falla. Todo el mundo me quiere, yo tengo los chavos y las mujeres. Hasta los demagogos me dan palo. Tú quieres que te mate a tiro, que te mate a palo.
Llegando el jefe, llegando el jefe, llegando el jefe.
Ya, ya.
Llegando el jefe, llegando el jefe, llegando el jefe.
Ya. Que la calle bota fuego, fuego.
En fuego que yo no te queme. Tú quieres ser yo, quieres mi ADN. Ya yo soy leyenda y todavía un nene. Ella no te menciona ni me. Se plato se quedan como Pompeya. Estás escuchando a la nueva estrella. La disco prendía, traigo en la botella. Pida más, que con esa no me da. Que felicidad, hoy a todas se le da. Ey. Toca ya o no damos detalles.
Y que la calle bota fuego, fuego.
Falla, falla.
Fuego, fuego.
Falla, falla.
Fuego, fuego.
Falla, falla.
Fuego, fuego. Y que la calle bota fuego, fuego.
Falla, falla.
Fuego, fuego.
Falla, falla.
Fuego, fuego.
Falla, falla.
Fuego, fuego.
Yao, ustedes no tienen cuarto, ustedes están en olla. Mándame el location que te voy a mandar 5 dembow en un Uber pa' que te pegue.
Good Bunny. Bunny, el alfa, el jefe, la planta, la bestia, the best.
Ya tú sabes.
Wait, what do I say?
Yo, so you will never believe. Broski messed up again.
You're fired.
What? No, No. It was the right song. It was just an extended version.
It was not Bad Bunny. That was not Bad Bunny.
The song said La Romana Bad Bunny featuring L Alpha. That's the song you told me to play.
That's the paper don't say that. The paper say Fuego Fire. All
right, but like...
Fuego Fire.
My fault.
That's what she said.
Don't fire me. I need my check. I need it. Don't fire me.
We all need our checks so nobody get fired. We gotta... Yeah. Communication is key. We all working here together. All right.
Yeah. So now we pretty much gonna wrap up the show. I still wanna say happy birthday to DJ WIC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
the other shout outs. What's the other? Let me see. Another shout outs. Shout out to
Columbia Green Association of the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
Got you, I got you. Mm-hmm. Big thank you to Wave Farm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. Thank you to the Cascade Youth Clubhouses and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green County for supporting this program. Thank you, Up Next Projects.